the first time I celebrated so hard that I actually missed my flight the next day.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
All right.
It was an epic one. Last year, I sort of learned from my mistakes. And this year, we threw a little party, and a lot of our people come over and hang for a little bit. But I actually took it easy, and my flight got delayed, so I still didn't have to leave early, so it was good.
And as you noted on the show, this has been a tough year for you. And you kind of, you did lay low after October 1st, and now you're coming out and you're starting to talk about it a little bit. And is that cathartic for you at all, or would you rather just try and move on?
Well, you know, it's not something that I like talking about. I mean, obviously coming back to Vegas and the ACMs being there and all those kind of things, I mean, I think it was inevitable that I was going to have to talk about it. You know, it's not something that I choose to sort of keep reliving over and over. It's something that I kind of, you know, it happened, and I like to, you know, sort of put that in a box and put it away. So
when you see survivors like that are battling and still happy and moving through life, does it give you strength?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and talking to people like that, I mean, obviously you're gonna, you know, talk to people, you know, survivors, you're gonna talk, like, for me, it's easier to talk to them or people in my band or my wife or people like that who, you know, who were there, because they kind of get it. So, but, you know, like, we went to Vegas and sort of, you know, did all the interviews, and it was like the first question everybody wants to know about. And, you know, and I get it. I mean, people are curious and care and want to know. But, you know, for me, it's just, you know, it was a tough deal, and it's something that, you know, I don't really choose to relive over and over. And, you know, you try to put that behind you and move on. And I felt like this, you know, this ACM was a good chance to sort of put some closure on everything. And you know, us winning the Entertainer of the Year, I think, was really cool for that reason. I thought it, you know, hopefully would kind of bring some closure to the whole thing. And it was just kind of a cool way for us to come back to Vegas and sort of end on a high note like that.
When your new album is out, and I want to thank you personally, I went running with Rearview Town yesterday, and you helped me maintain a 9:59 pace, which is faster than I've done in about a year.
You got under 10 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, seriously, this album, I was telling Pat and Cody off the air that I can't say this about a lot of albums I listen to, every single song on that album could be a hit. I mean, every single one could be a single.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I think one thing I've always paid attention to when we're recording albums is, you know, I really, in the process of recording them, I never know which songs are going to be the single. So, you know, I always try to make sure that everything I cut, I like a lot, you know, just in case we happen to want to make it a single. Like, you know, I try not to just put any songs that I think are okay on there. I want to cut everything that I really like. And so we spend a lot of time trying to find songs and, you know, finding the right songs. And, you know, for that reason, too, when people go out and buy the album, you want them to put it in, put the CD in and listen to it all the way through and not have to hit the skip button. So so when I hear people say that, that's, you know, that's the idea. That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear you say that.
You did
it. Thank you.
So, Jason, what's it like being a dad to a baby boy? Is it different now? How's the vibe?
By the way, that kid looks exactly like
yes,
you.
Yes, Tom and I say that all the
it's
time.
It's me, Jason.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Poor kid. But, yeah, he does. It's cool, you know. I mean, I have two older daughters. One's 15, one's 10. And you know, and so, you know, it's been cool having a boy. You know, I think guys just, you know, want to have a boy, and I love being a dad to girls, don't get me wrong. But, you know, having a boy is just, it's cool, you know, because I didn't have one before. So, you know, but right now he doesn't really do a whole lot.
I know.
He just kind of lays around and eats and
But I saw his little outfit, the picture of you and Brittany with him the other day, and his cute little boots and his plaid shirt. I mean,
yeah,
at least you get to make him look like you a little bit.
Yeah, that was his Easter outfit. He was, you know, he's getting big though, man. He's about 4.5 months old and weighs about 17 pounds.
Yeah, it happens. Did you have you gotten him a baseball mitt yet?
Not yet. I'm trying to wait and see if he's going to be a righty or a lefty.
I'll make him a lefty.
I want him to be a lefty. That's like the golden ticket. So we'll see what happens. I may tie that right hand behind his back and just force him to be a lefty.
Okay. You're an outdoorsman, you're a hunter, you've spent a lot of time in the woods and deer stands and so forth, and I'm just wondering, are you a Bigfoot believer?
I don't know. I just I don't know that I am, just for the sake that, you know, anymore with all the trail cams and things like that that hunters have up and, you know, that have out in the woods. It's like that nobody's caught a legit picture of one, to me, is just a little dicey. But, you know, I want to believe it.
It's like every picture of Trace Atkins, blurry. Jason, thank you for great music. Congratulations again. Your life is going great.
And we'll see you in Wheatland this summer, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you all.